Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, a coach last weekend. Another two close games against a top 10 team. What are some of the things you take from that series against Minnesota that your team did well?
Well, I just really liked the way we competed, Kelly. That's the biggest thing. We skated with them. I mean, you saw both games. You know, when I say toe-to-toe, I mean that. We could have easily won both of those games. I mean, that's how closely contested they were. And you know, again, credit Minnesota for making a play and finding a way to win both games. But you know, for our young group, and you know, obviously when you look at the number of freshmen and sophomores that are in our lineup, no question, it's a younger team with you know, goaltending that's brand new pretty much. But I was really, really happy with how we played. I mean, as coaches, we can't ask for anything more than our group gave us in terms of their compete level. You know, we ask them to be great teammates. We ask them to work hard. We ask them to provide leadership. You know, they did all those things. And, you know, hockey sometimes can be a cruel game. And you know, that last weekend is a good example because we certainly played well enough. And to come up with 0 points was frustrating.
What points of emphasis did you work on this week in practices?
You know, we spent a little bit more time just on our neutral zone. You know, we certainly got to get pucks off our opponent's sticks as quick as we possibly can. And we also just worked a little bit with our forecheck. Our F3's got to make better decisions because we, you know, again on Saturday gave up too many outnumbered situations that against good teams, you're just putting a lot of pressure on your goalie when you do that. So those two areas, again, we're always going to be working on our main focus is just offensively, just trying to get pucks to the net, trying to find ways to get pucks in the net, and you know, we spend certainly a lot of time on that. But the neutral zone and that making sure our F3s is really responsive were probably the two main focuses.
What do you expect to see here today against this Badger squad?
Again, a really, really good team. You know, I know they're ranked number one. I know Mark says he's got a young group himself, and but they're just, you know, Wisconsin is just, you know, when you think about women's hockey. You know, Wisconsin comes to the forefront because of just a classy program. The way he goes about his business, you know, they're at the top of the heap for a reason, and they keep reloading. They got a bunch of good players. They're very, very good here at LeBron Arena. We know that. So, but it's a tremendous challenge, and I love my team's frame of mind right now. They're looking forward to this.
Offensively, what does your team need to do better today to get a win?
Well, obviously, if we could put up a big gold crooked number right off the bat, that would be huge. I mean, that's what it always comes down to, Kelly, is you know, trying to outscore your opponent. And obviously, it's a challenge any time, but certainly against Wisconsin, the way they played offensively, it's even more so. But you know what? We got a team that can get up and down the ice. You know, I'm just seeing things. Some of our younger players especially are starting to feel a lot more comfortable. And again, we're looking forward to this.
Badgers have outscored their opponents 28-7. Defensively, what does your team need to do?
You know what? Just we need to play our game. We got to have stick on puck all the time. Obviously, backtracking extremely hard. You know, it's the things we constantly work on, getting in shot lanes. You know, we want to close quick below the dots. Everybody's got to have their head on a swivel. We can't get puck mesmerized. We got to make sure we do a good job picking people up away from the puck. And obviously, you need good goaltending.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Just have a good start. You know, I think the old adage, you might not be able to win a game in the first period, but you can certainly lose one. So we got to come out and we got to be ready to play. And I think we will. I think, again, this group's had a really good week of practice. I think their mindset's been outstanding coming down here. So really excited for this game. I know, you know, this hasn't been a fun place for not just us, but for a lot of teams to play. But you know what? We're going to go out there and give it our best.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.